Hardware. Ryan Matray Ware here. Sean's off today. 210-599-5555. Let me just reset here. Nakona and Steve, stand by one sec. I got two lines open. So in the Republican side in the House, 212, and the Democrat side, 204. The good news is it looks like Republicans will be able to grab the 218 that they're going to need. We don't know yet, but I mean, you know, hopefully they're going to get the 218 that they need, and then they can start their committees. They can take charge of the committees. They can start the investigation process, and they can try to hold some of this spending in check. Okay, so that's the one deal. On the other side, the Republicans lost the Senate. Okay. That's a big deal because that's where the judgeships, the courts are decided. The people that come up for nomination, they run through the Senate, not through the House. And then, of course, Supreme Court. And you say, well, all the Supreme Court people look like they're going to stay for a while. You don't know that. We didn't expect that we were going to lose Scalia, did we? Right? So I'm not saying anything bad is going to happen. All I'm saying is you want conservatives in charge of the Senate because of that. As an example, this whole nonsense that the president is putting out there about student loan debt forgiveness, it was a Republican judge appointed by Donald Trump in the state of Texas that shot that down over the weekend, said it's not going to happen. So that those judgeships are super important, and you've got to control the Senate. So that I was very disappointed in what happened in the Senate. Should have been 54. It really should have been 54. And then I'm just disappointed overall that the American people saw everything that was going on and still voted the way that they did. This should have just been a total annihilation. And it should have been that to send this message to the Democrats, all this crap that you have been doing, we are repudiating, and it should have been so overwhelming. But maybe the American people are not there anymore. Maybe, just maybe, as a whole, the American people are on the left a little bit. Nakona, go right ahead. You're on.
Good morning, Trey. This is your native brother.
I appreciate you calling, man. How are things? And okay?
About 38 degrees, rainy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But, you know, it's typical for this time of year.
I hear you. I hear you.
Nights have been like 20, 17. Yeah.
Well, what's cool on your mind about this election, Nakona? What's up?
Well, so I want to know, or get your thoughts. So why can't we play like they play? Why can't we have Penske trucks loaded with ballots that are ready to go? If the Democrats can do it, hey, you know what? Let's screw this whole thing up. That way, you know, the Republicans are with their shenanigans, and of course, our side saying, well, you're with your shenanigans. Let's start all over. Or figure, why can't something like that occur? I mean, why can't we? The only way people like that understand is you fight fire with fire.
I think
it seems like we've gotten to that.
Well, and I would never advocate for, you know, breaking election law and all that because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Thank you, Nakona. I'll let you go. Two wrongs don't make a right, and it doesn't make you any better than them if you adopt that kind of tactic and say we're going to break the law, too, and have our own ballots. I understand the frustration. I understand the want to do that. Let's result to cheating, and let's win this thing. I understand that. But I would never advocate that. What I am advocating for is embracing the modern style of doing politics, however. And the modern style of doing politics is just like the modern style of playing football, which is the old grounded out on the ground game of the 70s doesn't work anymore. You got to run a gun, you got to throw that ball, you got to shoot down the field and all that kind of stuff and then keep going. And that's what these guys do not do in the Republican Party, and they haven't done it for a long time. As an example, the mail-in ballots. I am totally opposed to mail-in ballots. Only somebody who cannot leave their home because they're a shut-in or a military person serving somewhere should be allowed to mail in a ballot. I'm opposed to it. But in order to get rid of it, you're going to have to use that system. You're going to have to master that mail-in ballot system and win, and then you can get rid of it. You see what I'm saying? And the Republicans don't do that. We're not going to participate in the mail-in ballot thing. We're not going to have anything to do with it. No, you have to. Because that's the way the game is played right now. And right now it's legal in these states. So you go in and you win that game. Then you can say, we're not doing mail-in ballots. We're going to have one day voting, baby. That's it. You're going to show up here on Tuesday, whatever, and you're going to cast your ballot. All right, Steve, go right ahead. You're on.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
It's very hard to win the elections when the party that's cheating is controlling the elections. I can very, very clearly feel and see the walls of the trap closing in every day, but a lot of people can't see it. The American people haven't suffered enough yet. When you go to HEB and the shelves are empty, when you go to CVS or Walgreens and the shelves are empty. When you go to the parts houses for your automobile parts and the shelves are empty. When you go to Walmart and the shelves are empty. When you go to the convenience stores and the shelves are empty. And the gas prices are through the roof. The American people just have not suffered enough yet. So the Democrats have to bring more pain before that turns around. The other thing is, this election was stolen. I'll go to my grave believing this election was stolen. When you have Nevada can't count their votes until almost a week later, when you have, what's the other one?
Maricopa County. Maricopa County.
Arizona. No, that's the state of Arizona cannot count their votes until over a week later.
No, they can. They can. They refuse to, Steve. They can. There's no excuse for it. They refuse to do it.
And we just allow it. The American people, they'll keep cheating as long as we keep it allowed.
Correct.
And then when you have ballots showing up in the bottom of a ravine in California.
Correct.
Hundreds and thousands of legitimate, good ballots found in the bottom of a ravine.
Correct.
And nobody's going to answer for it. Nobody's going to prison for it. Nobody's going to be arrested.
Right.
There won't be a perp walk.
Right.
That's what's going on.
I agree with you, Steve, but I want to be clear. I agree with you on everything that you said, but I want to be clear. That doesn't discount what I'm saying about the Republicans and where the Republicans are today, and the Republican leadership is not good leadership, and they're not fire in the belly people, and they're not let's go get it and let's win this all out. They're just simply not. And so I agree with what you're saying. Look, I know shenanigans are going on across the country when it comes to the balloting system, and a lot of it has to do with the mail-in ballots. A lot of it has to do with ballots get thrown in the ravine and all that. I agree with all that. So you and I agree, but that doesn't discount my point this morning. There has been a shift in America over to European socialism, and that's 60 plus years. And you and I have had this conversation a lot, and you agree with me. 60 plus years of the school system, the media in this country, indoctrinating people with the liberal socialist hates. Give me something from the government. Give me. And so the country is there. Not you, not me, not the people listening to us right now, but the country, that's where the vast majority of people are. So did they turn out and vote for that? You bet. Did they vote on the abortion issue? You bet. Did the independents and the Democrats vote against Trump, who was holding rallies and down-talking people? You bet. There's a whole bunch of different. This is a stew, and a lot of it goes into this stew. So I'm not discounting what you said. I agree with you, but I'm just saying there's a whole lot of other factors that went into this as well.
You're absolutely right. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and not even Clinton and Obama were able to get more than six people to show up for a rally.
Correct.
But they can get all those people to come out and vote, and the Democrats can fill the stadium. I mean, the Republicans can fill the stadium.
Correct.
But they can't get people to vote. There's something wrong there. But you're absolutely right. I agree with you. The American people just have not suffered enough underneath this new socialism, whatever you want to call it. But I fear that when the day comes that they will have suffered enough, the gate will be shut on that trap and it'll be too late.
Exactly, 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 exactly. When that, thank you, Steve, for the call. When that day comes, it's going to be like Venezuela, and they won't be able to do anything about it. Right now, and this was my point that I kept screaming about for the past several months, you can do something about it to stop it now. But if they go too far, when they go too far, and that scenario that Steve is talking about, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. At that point, you're powerless. That's where we're headed. And they don't get there real quick. It takes time to get there, but they get there. Rain, go right ahead. You're on.
Good morning, Trey. I want to bring it back home. With what's going on in our politics here in the city of San Antonio. We have a resolution that the council is going to be voting on today regarding Clayton Perry. Now, I have a dog in the fight. Clayton is my friend. But he has done so many things for my neighborhood and for District 10 that I need to say that this is between Clayton Perry and his constituents. It should not be up to the council. It should not be up to any other district. It should be between Clayton Perry and his constituents. If he did what everybody's saying he did, he should suffer the consequences. But the council should have no right or no say in removing my councilman that I voted for. That's between me and him.
Well, let's be perfectly clear. They don't have a say in it unless he is found guilty of having committed a crime. But all they're doing today, Rain, is political posturing. I agree with you. This is up to you guys who are his constituents. Y'all should make the ultimate decision, and he should, right? But I just want to make sure everybody understands. They're not voting today to remove him. They're voting to request his resignation, and that's all they can do. It's symbolic. It is pure politics. And you knew the first minute Ron Nuremberg had a chance at kicking Clayton Perry off the city council, you knew he was going to take it.
You need to take the time, if you so feel supportive of this position between you and Clayton Perry, not the council or a voice in their concern or anything like that. You need to take the time to either sign up today to speak on that behalf or send emails, call the other councilmen, and voice your opinion on that, because we have been silent long enough. We need to voice our opinions on things and stand up respectfully and say what is on our mind about things. I'm tired of being run over by the liberals on that council.
Good.
And I will have signed up for the 1:30 speak up, and I will try to be there.
Good, good. Rain, thank you very much. Always great to hear from you. John and Scott, hold on. Don't go anywhere, guys. I got to make this break. 210-599-5555. I welcome back Texas State Equipment. Texas State Equipment, great to have them as a sponsor. Wonderful guys. I got some great news for you. You know, Texas State Equipment, leaders in construction and agricultural equipment. Well, now they're the new South Texas equipment dealer for New Holland Equipment. So if you are a New Holland kind of guy or girl, Texas State Equipment has it for you. TexasState.equipment. TexasState.equipment is where you find them. They are Texans serving Texans. They've been at this for over 30 years in the construction business, and now they are the new South Texas equipment dealer for New Holland Equipment. If you're looking for big bulldozers, or you're looking for little bobcats or anything in between, they've got it for you, both for construction and ag, over at Texas State Equipment, a high-volume dealer. They sell hundreds of machines every year. That means you get great prices on everything from New Holland, from the backhoes, entire line of New Holland Workmaster tractors, and more. 844-TX-EQUIP. 844-TX-EQUIP. You can build your own tractor yourself, by the way. Tell them how you want it, and they'll build it that way. At Texas State Equipment, TexasState.equipment.
Get a guaranteed cash offer for your